You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Let's move into the property sector right now, where results did come out of Equites Property Fund, just showing that the growth in e-commerce locally, as well as the growth of logistics, is really boosting demand for warehouse space, and the property group is benefiting from it. Equites, which operates in the logistics property space here in South Africa, as well as in the UK, showed numbers that showed that things are looking pretty up for its bottom line. But we've got the CFO of the company, Leila Razak, on the market update for more. Leila, thanks so much for your time. Just looking at the areas in which you are doing business right now, which would you say is more exciting, which is more challenging right now between South Africa and the UK?
Thank you, Fifi. Great to be on the show again. I think that for the first time in a long time, I can have this conversation and say that it may actually be more challenging doing business in the UK right now. So, you know, which isn't something we've said for a long time. But it is a jurisdiction which has some problems, there's some turbulence right now. So we saw Liz Truss come into power. We saw Kwasi Kwarteng and his mini budget. And we've seen the market reacting in a very volatile manner. We saw the pound dropping to the weakest level against the dollar. We saw UK gilt moving out. So, I mean, it's been quite volatile operating in that market, particularly over the last couple of weeks. But, you know, both jurisdictions still present a ton of opportunities. What we are seeing in South Africa is that we are seeing an incredible demand from users of warehousing space, and the demand for our product is just at record levels. So, today in our results, we announced the ShopRite transaction. So we're currently undertaking 3 new transactions with ShopRite. And the demand from both e-commerce users as well as retailers seems to be unrelenting. So we're very excited about the opportunities in South Africa.
Do you have space to accommodate all this incredible demand that you're talking about? Or will you need to ramp up capacity?
It's difficult. You know, when you drive around the country, you see vast tracts of open land, and you think, you know, any one of these is great to put a warehouse. But what's actually really difficult in South Africa is that you have to find land with appropriate zoning and services. And oftentimes it's very difficult to connect it to a power source. It's very difficult to get water connections. So we are actively looking for more land to acquire on which we can execute and do these great developments.
Talking about power, how's the power situation affecting your warehouses, your properties right now, and even water? Many parts of the country experiencing water shedding, and sometimes even, you know, at the same time. And how has that impacted your operations? What are you doing about it?
So we build our buildings with sustainability at the forefront of everything we do. So not only from a business continuity perspective, just from a sustainability perspective, we're rolling out a massive solar project at the moment. So at the moment, we're generating 8.3 megawatts of renewable electricity, but this is really the tip of the iceberg for us. We have about 1.2 million square meters of roof space inside the urban edge in various locations across South Africa. And what we're trying to do now is to see where it's feasible for us to implement and to install solar PV and to ramp up the generation of renewable electricity across the grid. Not only will this enable our tenants to procure green electricity, it also helps us to reduce our carbon footprint. So it has multiple peripheral benefits. From a water perspective, we are investigating a number of water saving as well as water recycling options, such as spray water systems, rainwater harvesting. In some instances, we're even looking at going a step further and seeing how we can treat the water and create our own sewage plants within our parks. So we understand the landscape in which we operate. There are going to be challenges as a South African business in the space, and we're looking to see how we can bring the best quality product to our tenants.
In terms of your renewables plan, though, just ramp up energy to what?
So at the moment, we don't have a target in mind. And the reason for that is we really are still investigating the landscape. For a long time, we were constrained to the 1 megawatt threshold per earth, and then it was 10 megawatt, and now that's been lifted. Mm-hmm. And with that being lifted, we're going through the process of assessing how much power we can actually generate across our portfolio. So it's something we're watching very closely. Very excitingly, we've been accepted into the City of Cape Town pilot wheeling project. So we'll actually be one of the first producers within the City of Cape Town, and hopefully we'll sign an offtake agreement with someone who can procure energy from us. So as the business case evolves and as we come to grips with the landscape, I think we'll be able to put out those targets. Because it's definitely a part of the business that we're very excited about.
Sure. To our defense, though, I mean, we're not the only country that's giving you energy issues right now, a big threat of a major energy crisis in the UK, in Europe, as that part of the world heads into winter because of the Russia-Ukraine war. What's that meant for you? How has that impacted your warehouses there?
So in the UK, the difference is that the tenants, there's very little interaction between the landlord and the tenant. So for the most part, they sort of take care of their own consumption, and they procure whatever energy is required for their operations. And being warehouses, they don't actually use that much energy. They generally just use for storage to keep a couple of lights on, and if there's machinery, to keep the machinery going.
All right.
But what we are investigating in the UK as well is implementing solar or other renewable sources as far as possible at all of our properties.
All right. Good to know. Leila, thanks so much for giving us the detail. Leila Razak, the CFO of Equitas Property Fund.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.